Holy Spirit.
I need your word.
I need your word.
And your word will bring life.
And your word shall bring life.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
I need more of you today. Than I ever have. Amen.
Amen.
I heard Galatians chapter 4 this morning. And so I know we went there the other day. But the very last verse, verse 31, says, and I'm using the Passion Translation because of the footnotes and because of all the other pieces to the puzzle that he wants us to see. But it says in verse 31, it's now so obvious, we're not the children of the slave woman, which was the maid. We are supernatural sons of the free woman, which is Sarah, sons of grace. Now that was a new one for me. Sons of grace. And in 4:26 it says, Paul is showing that the law is a system of works that brings bondage, and that the promise is a system of grace that brings true freedom. So the system of grace is intending to take me and you into freedom. It is not for us to be under the law and its legal system, because it produces death. It produces guilt, because you know you're falling short. Now, when you're depending on grace and you become a son and a daughter of grace, you're not going to be depending on your own abilities.
Right.
And if you try to hold on to your own abilities rather than the obedience of hearing his voice, and when you hear his voice to do what he says, and the speed sometimes required, okay? And the arguments. He knows you're going to argue. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows how many conditions you've given him in order for your walk with him to be pure. Now, a son of grace means it's not a son under an anointing of works or programs of works that you have experienced or walked through. It is a strange place to walk in. Abraham gave you an example. Walk away from your father's idols. What are we doing? We're walking away from some of the idols that we were involved in. Mm-hmm. Okay? In the religious realm, there's loads of deceptions and so on. So he's asking us to go forward in obedience, but not under our own power. He's asking us for a submissive, yielded spirit to do what he calls us to do without question, and watch the fruit. Because if you watch the fruit of your obedience, you're going to see his hand in everything you and I touch. If you walk in looking at the problem, like you said, the checkbook, okay? You keep your eyes on the checkbook, you can get depressed pretty easily.
Very quickly, yeah.
Okay? And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to use the reasonings that you've been given. Oh, this is how talented you are. How many areas are you capable of working in and bringing in finances? Because I lived through that.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, he said to me, you're all done now. Are you going to trust me? Well, you know, I'm looking at the calendar the other day, and it's 40 years since I've had a job, as of June 1982 to June 2022. That's 40 years completed on trusting him. Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't give me jobs here and there. I'm talking about the 9-to-5 type of work. Why did he do it that way? because he wanted to teach me dependency. He didn't want me to depend on my talents, which was very difficult to learn. He didn't want me to depend on my own ability because I knew how to work. So we all know certain things about our past, but tomorrow is the unknown. And as you trust to give you the grace that you call out for, because you did a good job, that testimony that you did a few minutes ago. Why? Because that's the heart of God. He wants to bless John enough so that he can bless all his kids. He wants to do the same thing with you.
And more than that.
And
bless
much,
the body.
Yes.
Bless
the, more in every way. But I'm using the kids because, okay, it's an example. Spiritual kids included. How's
yes,
that?
Amen.
But when I was reading the, you know, Sons of Grace, that resounded in me to see myself and how long it took for me to obey and carry what he told me to do, even with the war of the natural. Because the natural man gives you a lot of war. He argues with you. He reasons with you. He is very talented in giving you excuses that you could kind of wiggle this way or wiggle that way rather than simply obey. And did I do it right? I can only depend on him. He knows what I was capable of doing. He knows your talents. He knows your talents. He knows all of our talents. He knows what we're capable of. But then we have a list of expectations. And that's the other challenge that I had. Expecting. Okay? And expectations have to be given to him. But that took a longer time than I expected. In other words, I would give him my expectations and I'd go right back to reasoning. And then I'd try to manipulate. And not even realizing that I was doing it. So now he's trying to say, you're from the free woman. Sarah couldn't do anything at 90 to bring that child up. Okay? She didn't have the capacity in her body to even bring about a child. So the miracle is beyond reason. But the walk of walking with Abraham and Sarah is the same as you and me now. We're walking blind going forward. That's why that story was important last night. That man could hear a cricket. Nobody else in the house heard it. He held that cricket in his hand and he put it in his ear and his whole face lit up. Then when they asked him, how come you don't use a cane? He says, I use my other eyes. What are his other eyes? It's his ears. He had developed his hearing to the degree that he knew what to do, how to go forward, how to test the ground and the areas that he was in. And he did not use a cane. Even though people who teach the blind how to manipulate or walk around. And I got very excited when the lady that first seduced him, he's in the kitchen and he's making fried chicken. I mean, it looks like nothing, but he's got the flour, he's got the chicken, he's totally blind now, and the big cast iron skillet is on the stove, and it's full of oil, and it's boiling away, and he's feeling, and he's cooking the chicken. And she walks in, and she's PO'd at him. Why? Because you're going to burn the place down. Reasoning. He is so accustomed to take care of himself, even as a child, because his mother told him, I'm going to show you once, I'm going to show you twice. The third time you are on your own. What about if we, let's say, use that theology? I would fail. I would fail miserably. But she trained him under the law. And the law was, if you don't do it, you die. You're going to disintegrate. And the enemy does the same thing to all of us. We revert back to the law because we reason away what the word that we have been given is to be carried out. And carried out from a blind position. In other words, without all the logic registered in your mind, with your car situation, and everything is falling apart, and you saw your soul get active, okay, and you responded. But when you finally yielded, things changed. Why? Because again, you yield to the Holy Spirit, and grace goes to work on your behalf. Because now you become a son of grace. So you develop your grace level by how quickly you submit. And I'll be honest with you, there are areas that are not, let's say, quite as difficult as others. When you're really hitting the bottom line about what you're going through, and you have no options, what do? Be quiet before him. Shut down the world, if you wish. Shut down the entertainment. Because as soon as you go back into entertainment, you fall apart. Because you're back into being entertained and you're surviving through the use of your natural abilities, rather than your spirit man. And a couple of nights ago, I watched a movie that was probably done in the 1940s, maybe. And it was the title of the movie was The African Queen. And it was right after the World War II. Or during the beginning of World War II, and the actors were excellent, but the message was sweeter. And I had never seen the movie. Katharine Hepburn is the main character.
Bogart.
Huh?
Bogart
is
Humphrey
the...
Bogart.
Yeah, Humphrey, right.
That was my husband loved to watch that movie.
Okay.
Watch it over and over and over.
First time I watched it.
Oh.
This week. I'm excited because... You know, I'm watching two legalistic, religious lady losing her brother and being cornered by God to get an education about life. And who does she meet up with is this bum. And they fall in love. But the sweetest part is now they're on a German ship and he says, by the way, you're the captain, right? He says, yeah. He says, since you're the captain, I want you to give us one last desire. And the noose is ready to be put around their necks, okay? Because now they're spies against Germany. And so he says, you have authority to marry us. He says, yes, I do. He said, well, we want to get married. And so... this is so out of character for this bum to marry this old maid, if you wish. I think that's what he called her, a skinny old maid. And they had war games on that ship, okay? But they loved each other. And love carried them to the finish line of marriage by the enemy's captain, which doesn't, you know, there's no way. But again, she had faith. She kept praying. And so he becomes a son of grace. And so does she. Because she falls in love with him and she couldn't stand men. Because that's easily seen because he's far from clean. He's everything but what she wanted. And she falls in love with him, and she calls him darling. And I said to the Lord, you know, Lord, movies like this can change lives. Okay? Movies like this can change lives. What about your life? What about the example of the son and daughter of grace that you are? Are there people watching you? Every step of the way. Is it valuable to continue in obedience? Every step of the way. Is it important that you qualify in that space of grace by calling out to him for more and more? Because again, your reasoning is going to say, well, you've had enough. You know, the bank account is full now, so, you know, 50,000 is nice, but what if he wants to give you 5 million? You know? Yeah. See, we cap to the level of our prayer. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Why was Abraham so wealthy?
Because he had a firm understanding of who God was.
And he believed God to carry out whatever he told him.
Right, that's faith.
Okay. Believing what he's told about you and about me needs to be believed and acted upon by faith. Believing that he's capable of carrying the word that he's given us. And let's face it, all of us here have received many words. And some of them are sitting on a shelf. And they cannot... Yeah, I'm not saying go over there and reread and all that. That's another works program. Wait for Holy Spirit to say, check this out. This is what I told you 2 years ago. Now you're starting to walk in it. Now you've got the grace to carry that ball that I've given you. Close your eyes. Put your right hand over your heart. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I can see. That grace is needed for more. Of the developments of me. I am under construction. And the grace is flowing.
And the grace is flowing.
To take me higher than I've ever been before. I'm asking for favor. To put my reasoning on park. Just like when I put my car on park. It sits. And I need to learn to sit. And be quiet before you. So that you can download. Not only the grace. And the favor. But then the how-to to get to the victory. And you will create it by grace.
Not by my works.
Not by my obedience. So that I have a record with a passing mark in my concept of a good son or daughter. It's going to be done by grace alone. Jesus received grace. And he carried to the finish line. He is the example of the firstborn son. Raised from the dead. And that's what's happening now. My head is coming up. And out of deadness.
Out
of the darkness.
Out of the fear tactics.
That have tried to hold me down.
They will not succeed.
And the soul will take a parking place.
And receive instructions
from God Most High. His Spirit is in me.
I'm
His child. And I will receive.
an incredible inheritance. If I simply believe. I've imparted my hand right now over my heart, and I'm asking for the cutting away of the fleshy attitudes and circumcise what needs to be cut away. Because I don't know. I don't have knowledge of all that needs to be cut away. But you have. And I trust you, Holy Spirit. Deep breath, way down deep. More, Lord. More. Deeper. Deeper. Hosha, hosha, oraba. Ebarutanama, yeroto kushi. Uraba, hosha, ta, 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 ta. It is now so obvious. We're not the children of the slave woman. We're the supernatural sons of the free woman, sons of grace and daughters of grace. I repeat, verse 30. This is showing that the two sons are not meant to live together. You cannot mingle law and grace, for only grace is based upon the promise of a new life. Say it with me.
I am not basing my future
upon how well I perform.
But totally on grace.
And trusting that grace is based upon the promise.
Of a new life.
Yes, Lord. Let it be now. Let it be brought forth, and let your Holy Spirit be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray. He has done.